last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
So she would like to fly up the stairs 20 feet and to the far corner of this balcony, it looks like.
Okay.
And then she's going to cast Hydraulic Torrent.
So the first one in the line critically succeeds. The next three all fail. Zombie to zombie lightning jumping.
The question is, are their hit points regenerating? Ouch.
Zombie punch!
I feel bad. Is it right to feel bad?
Yeah, you should feel bad.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
The target gains a climb speed equal to its speed. Duration, 10 minutes. I'm awesome.
A natty 19 plus 17, so 36.
That is a critical success.
Yes!
Each one of them currently getting 10 hit points back at the end of every one of their turns.
Currently. Get it? Current.
Current. Oh. See what I did there?
Tsunami.
And we'll strike at Luton. Also not very smart. Natty 1. So great. Loving the Thunder Die today. Try and strike again. Natural 20.
No.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Take my arrow and shoot that.
You're shooting the wires?
Ooh. I am.
Ooh.
Smart.
Going straight for the source.
Public school, baby.
Yeah.
With an extra 5 on top of that, brings it to 53 damage.
And it's still going.
Man.
And it's still going.
Man.
Mountain of hit points.
Varkney, you need to quit playing with these things. Just kill him.
I'm trying.
He is trying.
Maybe. I don't want to cause a blackout through Alkenstar, though.
Have you been there? I'm going to use my bow and arrow to attack column number 4.
Okay. Like electricity column?
Yeah, the Tesla coil column.
You do 15 damage to column 4, and as you do that, a lightning bolt flies out.
You just triggered a chain reaction.
Oh, sweet. What happens? It's science.
Which does enough damage to destroy Pillar 9.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. And?
And?
And we'll have to find out what happens next week.
Next episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, where I better get to work writing more Groner cold opens because this is number 100, baby.
Hey, it's 100.
Episode 100.
We did it.
Holy smokes. Triple digits.
What do you do?
We got one going for you tonight, too, folks, or this morning, or whenever you're listening to us.
Yeah.
But before we jump in, I want to know from all of you, the Shumfollow 5, you've had 100 episodes. What's been your favorite?
Oh, no.
What's been your favorite moment of the Shumfollow 5 to this point?
I will say among the top. I have a hard time committing.
Yeah, there's a lot. There. Like, you can give me a top three, but...
Well, this is the one that comes to mind first.
Yeah.
It's Varg hanging off the side of a blimp.
Oh, I was going to say that, too!
Yeah. That was one of the, like...
Mission blimp possible.
I just didn't expect you to do it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like... I mean, it was completely worthless. Like,
it was.
What you ended up doing. But the cool factor was through the roof.
Until the very end when you killed the Chimera. You swung in and did a kill steal.
Yeah, I did.
That was epic.
Oh, it took a while to get there, though.
I just did what Tom Cruise would do.
Yeah. Did his own stunts.
Yep. Stand on a platform so you can be taller.
Yep.
I got to tell you, that was terrifying. Because you guys are on a blimp. It's not like there's a backup character just hanging out.
Right. And Varg hadn't even been with the party that long.
Nope.
At that point.
That's how you make a mark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make
a mark on the ground.
I'm going to make a name for myself.
That was his exact dialogue.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite moments, though.
I like that one a lot. Take your time. But I want to hear from all of you.
Yeah, I would say, this is Duval, in case you don't listen to any of the other 99 episodes.
Microphone.
You know, I'm going to say that Chasing Gattleby.
Oh, yeah.
Chasing Gattleby was...
Escorting Gattleby, you mean? Like
No, not Gattleby. What's the little hobbit?
Koswan. Oh, Muglin?
Muglin. Chasing
the episode
Muglin.
Where you guys chased after Muglin?
And he got away.
Why?
It was humbling. Losing Bill's character, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he said best and favorite moment, not like...
No, it was fun. No, it was fun.
That hurts my soul.
Because we failed.
Because we failed. That's why my soul hurts.
We don't fail a lot. We're like the Yankees.
Oh, jeez.
You know, we like the Yankees. We win. We play the baseball. We win all the time.
Is that your Dominican accent?
Yeah. Hey, you got it.
It was pretty good.
No, it was pretty good. I mean, have you seen me?
Dominican through and through.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't worry. I'll edit out the awkward silence.
It's not awkward. Thinking. We're thinking. This is called brains.
That's 100 episodes.
Everyone's not an AI, Scott, like you.
I mean, obviously, my favorite is Darnayru flying through the air on the box way back.
Oh, yeah.
The old deep school. Cut.
The original plan.
Yeah, the original first
that was
boneheaded
the
plan that we tried.
I think that was the first moment where listeners would be like, oh, this is how they're going to play the game. Right.
It set the tone.
There's a really funny like trope out there in tabletop role-playing games where characters that have very serious names, like all of you have these very serious backstories and serious names,
yeah,
end up being just complete boneheads,
yeah,
right? Just knocking your heads together the whole time and having the goofiest adventures and the wildest times. And yeah, then the opposite is true. When you have those tables where the character's name's something silly like Poop McDingle Fart, which is a pretty well-known...
Episode
100.
Eschatologically speaking.
But that's a well-known NPC name that's out there. And then that character will have the most epic, most sincere, thoughtful performance of any character.
It's like when you're...
a stupid name.
When you have character customization in a video game, and he's just ridiculous, and he shows up in the cutscenes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
Absolutely. I love that,
though. What about yours?
Yeah, what's yours?
What's yours, Jordan? Oh, did you store Greg?
Mine was the same as Mission Blood Possible.
No original thoughts there. That's fine.
The shade.
Wow.
We're indoors. So there's a lot of shade in here.
I mean, if I were to pick a different one, I would say when Balnor died.
Ooh. Gosh, that was rough, man.
That was one of our first like big moments of drama.
It was very quiet in here.
That was very unexpected to lose a character so early.
Yeah.
And I certainly didn't expect to be the one dealing with that loss.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
I'm glad it was you.
It was intense.
But on the other hand, that brought Varg to the,
to
the big screen.
Now we have Varg.
So,
I've got some standouts. The episode that we had a few weeks ago where Varg literally was dead, and then we had to double check our math and realize that his AC was off by one because he stops raging when he goes unconscious. That was huge. I was emotional in that episode. Like, had moments where I was just sitting here going, like, what are they going to do now? Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
Obviously, Balnor's death was so impactful. But I think my favorite episode is Three Bolt Problem. Because not only is it well named.
Who named it?
I did. It's just the episode in the bottom of the Vault of Secrets where Luton gets a triple kill using Firebolt.
Oh, yeah.
And she just zapped.
Yeah.
And it was like,
that was
the
legit
moment where you guys cheer for that is one of our, you know, biggest moments. And it was so much fun sitting at the table with you guys while you got to experience this epic moment from one of the players. And you guys have all had these individual, incredible, epic moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the things that I get excited about. Like all the times where someone has saved the day at the very last minute or had a 137 damage single target. In fact, that 114 damage from the triple kill is still written up on the board that Luton did.
Yep.
And it, you know, the record still holds. So that's pretty cool.
I think it's pretty cool that we have Thunder Buddies from all over the world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that great?
100 episodes in. I think that's
and
pretty awesome.
Their favorite episode is episode 62, according to the number of downloads. Melancholy from the Infinite Natty Ones.
Oh, man.
That was a terrible. Oh.
And the reason Jordan doesn't like that episode is because he was the Natty Ones.
Yeah.
You had like five or six natural ones in a row, which is, I think, statistically impossible.
Right. Were they real dice?
Yeah. He had a mix because he got tired of your crap halfway through.
He mixed them.
And he mixed them up, and he was still throwing natty ones.
Yeah, great. He got tired of your crap.
Yeah, that's what I was pointing at. That episode was freaking 8 months ago. We recorded that episode.
Wow.
And it's been our number one downloaded episode other than episode one. So even episode one, part two, is less listened to than Melancholy from the Infinite Natty Ones. So thank you, Thunder Buddies, for the statistics.
Thank you, Thunder Buddies. 100 episodes in, how many total listens do we have right now?
Oh, I don't even want to say that.
But I think you should.
Millions.
Man.
Whoa.
Millions.
I don't even want to say it. At the time of the recording, because, you know, our Thunder Buddies are...
Timeless.
Are timeless.
They eternal.
Are. It could be the first time they're listening, and now we really are in the millions of downloads. And I don't want them to... I'll be honest. I don't want you Thunder Buddies listening to this going, oh, this podcast isn't doing that well. And then stop listening.
Our podcast is amazing.
Our podcast is amazing.
Thank you, Thunder Buddies.
And it's been, I'll ballpark it for you. It's been downloaded over 21,000 times. That's at amazing. This point.
Look at the sea.
So I'm really proud of that. I have no idea if these are good numbers or what to compare
They're
them to.
Great numbers.
All I know is that we're having a great time. Mm-hmm. I hope to get to 20,000 a month, you know, and really keep this thing going for our Thunder Buddies and keep producing this thing that
thank,
we're doing.
Yeah. Thank you for answering my question. Love.
It's a ton of fun. We love sharing it with all of you. So many of you that are part of my life now that I interact with online and through social media. And that's been just incredible. I've got friends that I've gained because of this podcast outside of this room. And I had no idea that that was ever going to happen. I thought we were just out here making this radio show. We're just having a good time. But there
you
are
have friends now.
Yeah, I know. And they say it's hard for an adult male to make friends.
Special shout out to Scotty D, who keeps listening even after we're done with his adventure.
Yeah, Scotty D's still out there. Bro. Still messages from him.
That's awesome.
The OG Thunder Buddies.
OG Alex.
The fan club back at Duval headquarters.
You know, Brian, Michael. This is awesome.
There's too many to list. I mean, Jeff from Big Campaign, who I recently did another guest appearance on their part of their podcast now.
Nice.
Wow. That's fun.
Jeff was like our first fan, I feel like. Like he's been here since the beginning.
He's at the top of the list. I mean, and then we had shows that launched about the same exact time. Yeah. So when I was trying to pump us up on social media, there was this other show doing the same thing. And I was like, well, what are you guys all about? And that was how we connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're still connected. And through that network of people, there are like 10 other podcasts all over the country, all over the world that we share information with and interact with on social media. And we have this network. I mean, it's
super cool.
It's cool. It's episode 100. I don't want to get too cheesy about that because we are still going to stick with our story and our plot, but to take a few minutes up top, really say thank you.
Thank you. Are we going to tell them about the neck tattoos? So we're going to put on our website.
We're all getting neck tattoos.
And if you're a Thunder Buddy, you want to get a neck tattoo with us, go to the website, download the sketch, take it to your local purveyor of skin tats, and come on in.
My sister, whom I love very much, recently got a tattoo right on her face.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, of what?
That's got to hurt.
It's just some symbol. I'm sure it means
it's
something.
It's a glyph?
It's like a glyph. She literally has like a glyph tattooed on her face.
Is it the old like 90s Superman S?
Ooh.
Oh, that'd be cool. No.
No, it's not that.
No.
And if you're out there getting tattoos on your face and you're just fully jelly rolling or whatever you're doing, great. I think it's insanely creative and weird.
Insanely creative.
And I don't, it's not for me. But I'm not going to talk down about anybody who's doing it because now I can't because my own family.
I couldn't do it on the face. I'm too much of a chicken.
No. You don't have any tattoos, huh?
I have one.
Okay.
I have my wedding ring. That's I have a hand gnarly. Tattoo. That's gangster.
You have a finger tattoo.
I have.
let's put it in
It's a little wedding ring filigree that my wife designed.
It's dope.
Gangster. That's me.
I didn't know you designed that.
Did I design it? Yes. I don't remember. That was a long time ago. Listen, we're coming up on 13 years.
She's an artist. In 5 days.
5 days. Anniversary. Wow. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I remember it.
I love the story of our tattoo when we went to get our tattoos done because I volunteered to go first.
Yeah.
And I sat there and had it done. And then I was like, your turn. And he's watching me to see if it was going to be painful.
And this is like her first tattoo. Second tattoo. Oh.
And she's a woman, so her pain tolerance is way different.
A no-limit soldier about it.
Yeah.
She was. Didn't require a significant amount of help.
Nope.
Help?
Yeah.
What kind of help do you give
her
tattoo?
And then you sat down.
And I was like, let's do this.
Booty cheeks start sweating.
Bro.
Sweat pouring out.
I felt sweat like on my biceps, like the backs of my arms. I mean, I felt sweat.
Is it hot in here to anybody else?
Yeah.
It's hot in here.
Like, I swear I could feel like the backs of my knees were fluttering. I mean, it was intense. And I was
like, why didn't you tell me this? Yeah.
And I'm like, tell me a story. And she's like, what do you want to know? Walks away.
Oh my God.
Yes. Hardcore Britney.
My first tattoo is when I had the first iPod. That you could watch movies on? No.
That's weird.
A video iPod?
The first video iPod. Yeah. And I was watching a movie. Well, it's on the backs of my arms. Where
Naruto X Boruto? What were you watching?
Team America.
That's how you get a tattoo. Wow. Yeah.
America.
No.
Oh, man. And I could have picked a more wholesome, better movie. But
yeah, you were young.
My second tattoo, I got it with two... I think rabbit pit bulls just running around the entire room.
With tattoo needles in their mouth?
No, they did not like me. They did not. They were not happy to see me. And they kept wanting to get to know me. You know how dogs get to know people? Mm-hmm. By sniffing them?
Yeah.
Yeah, while I'm getting a tattoo.
You freaked out because the back of your knees are fluttering and your elbows are sweating.
No, because I'm a G. Yeah. So, no, I just let the tattoo artist do do his thing. I was like, yo, get your dog so we can focus. So we can all... focus.
I feel like a lowercase M. I'm not a G. Just sort of small and lumpy while getting a tattoo.
Tattoos are great. And we're going to post our...
You know, definitely not getting
our
neck
graphic
tattoos.
Up so you can get your neck tattoo. Tell your mom.
I wouldn't be sad if a Thunder Buddy went and got our logo tattooed
on.
That'd
be dope. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Don't. Put it on your face. Don't do that. That'd be so great.
I mean, Dice of Thunder is eternal. We are eternal like the realms on Diablo 4.
Hey.
Nerd.
Did I do it?
Yes, you did.
Did I do it?
That's not timely.
Vibe killer.
Eternal.
No, I killed the vibe.
I don't think so. I don't think so. It's what you're about to.
Which of your saves gives a critical success when you roll a normal success?
Yeah.
Is that a...
It's just a general question that I would all like you to know off the top of your head.
Fortitude.
That's right, Jordan.
Fort and reflex.
Correct.
No pop quizzes. Will. Just tell us.
You brought up the question.
It's written on the board. A little Easter egg.
Reflex.
I think you're right.
I don't know. How am I supposed to know? It didn't say it.
You don't know?
I don't know what your guys' saves are capable of off the top of my head.
I got all that. Well, I'm not an expert.
That's why I wrote a nasty question on the whiteboard in our recording room, Thunder Buddies.
You're about to lose whiteboard privilege. Which of your written up there.
Give a critical success when you roll a normal success.
Okay.
And don't you want a critical success on a normal success?
Always.
Every time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't have that memorized, so...
So
I don't even know what that means.
It's for mine, it's everything.
That's fantastic.
What do you want me to say?
The truth?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know?
It's on your abilities list. It's literally a thing. Mine's called evasive reflexes.
Yeah. Varg has one called Juggernaut, so my fortitude
successes are... Yours is called Juggernaut?
It's called Juggernaut, yeah.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Successes on fortitude are critical successes.
I got dubious knowledge when I fail something. I don't know. It doesn't say it.
I'm the Juggernaut, Greg.
I don't think Luton has one.
I don't have one.
I don't have one either.
So the answer is no. None.
None.
Good to know.
Rogue Resilience is my fort crit success. So it's not nearly as cool as Juggernaut.
I have Dark Vision, though.
You do.
So that matters.
Well, I can fly, so.
It might be when you become a master.
Maybe it is master.
So Will.
I have master
and
nature.
Yeah, you are right. I knew Will was one of
Come
yours.
Come on, man.
You
get that from the Oracle. I play this game. What am I saying?
He has Resolve, which successes on Wills are crit successes instead.
So it's called Resolve.
It's called Resolve, which you have twice. Once as a Magus and once as an Oracle.
You double Resolve.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Boom, right there.
But no, Sorcerers and Druids don't yet have one at ninth level.
Interesting.
Just good to know.
A little.
And the reason I wrote that up there was because in episode 95, Jordan got a success on a fortitude save, and we didn't treat it as a crit. And it sucked because he actually had a penalty from it, and he shouldn't have. It didn't affect the outcome of the combat or situation, but I would like you guys to be aware of how powerful your characters are.
It's totally aware, bro.
Anyway, we're not episode 100 podcast. I don't know.
Episode 100.
We are 100 today.
More.
Yeah.
Although I could sit here and talk about all of our favorite moments probably for the next 3 hours.
I know. I feel like that's a post-season three.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
While we're trying to set up season four, question mark?
Wild.
Which, how are we going to do season four?
I don't know.
Video? What?
Keep on listening.
Season four, if we do it, it's going to be homebrew.
Yeah.
That was the decision. That was made.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm gonna homebrew you guys to level 20.
You can't
in
talk
the
about
same
that
universe
because you're dating the show.
Silly, ridiculous man. We're on top of the tin wound Hydro Forge, mm-hmm. where Kairos Duvalo has shot an arrow. And
yeah, you did.
Understand that it may seem awkward describing 10 pillars. They're arranged in two parallel lines. They're numbered 1 through 10. And every round, I roll a 2d10. And lightning arcs between those two numbers that show up on the d10s. That's the magic of what's happening up here. Now, we know that shock zombies, if they get hit by electricity damage, they absorb it. They get juiced, right? But it does a significant amount of damage. Now, and these things are all short-circuiting. Well, Kairos damaged one. Actually broke through its hardness and did damage with an arrow, which shoots a lightning bolt out at a random direction.
Yeah, do.
So to determine a random direction in Pathfinder, you roll a d8, with 1 being at the north position, you go clockwise to 8. And I have been rolling that every time a new lightning bolt comes, and it keeps zapping into other pylons.
Yeah, baby!
Which triggers another lightning bolt. So 4 went into 9, 9 went into 6, and I couldn't believe it when I looked and I rolled 6 back into 9. I have 8 options. 5 of them are lightning bolt strikes to other pylons, mm-hmm. and possibly even zombies or players. Nope, I just keep hitting pylons.
And pylon 9 is now...
Pylon 9 was destroyed
by
the second strike, and that's where we left our episode.
But we don't know what happens.
Well, I can tell you what happens.
Oh.
It's finally time to reveal to the Thunder Buddies, nay, the world.
Yeah.
That a 20-foot lightning explosion is what happens.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Which damages 5 pylons.
Oh, Lord.
This is funny to him.
Awesome.
This is funny to
him. Okay. Right. It's safe on top of the dome guy.
Yeah.
Which means I need to now shoot out a lightning bolt from 5 different random directions.
Oh, no.
Oh, no is right. Because who knows where they go?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Let's start with number 4, the lowest numbered pylon that is affected by this explosion, which has previously been hit by an arrow from Kairos Duvalo, and has now just been hit by a lightning emanation blast.
That's wild.
I rolled a 2, which sends a lightning bolt into pillars 2, pillar 1, and shock zombie.
Ooh.
Yeah, but that's right by... That's singeing some Varg hairs.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's Robbie Zombie, ain't it?
No, it's shock zombie 6.
Okay.
Who has now been hit by lightning. The lightning bolt, it does 10 d12 damage.
Dang!
These lightning bolts.
10 d12?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 65 damage hits pillars 2, 1, and shock zombie 6.
Amazing.
Wow.
They're all going to explode.
Wait, I might die. I'm in...
Now, the shock zombies are not immune to electricity damage. It just gives them the juice.
Oh, this is bad, actually.
Yeah.
This is really bad.
Well, I mean, would they give them so much juice that they die?
If it damages them enough, it can.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
Oh, no. It's just buff.
It's now just buff.
Oh, God.
Let me check the box that says electricity absorption.
Oh, no.
Check.
The light bulb's all of a sudden going off in Duval right now.
I took the 65 damage, right?
Okay.
Which also happens to pillars 2 and 1 that also now need to roll have a lightning bolt discharge from it. Now, tell me, Brittany, would you please just tell me what is at pillar 1?
Varg.
Yep.
Kal-El.
Yep.
And 2 zombies.
And 2 zombies. And Kal-El eats up 2 possibilities for this lightning strike because of his size. Because if I roll a 7 or an 8, it hits Kal-El.
Oh, I thought it was a 1 hits Kal-El.
Oh, sorry, a 1 or an 8, correct. A 7 would hit Varg, but there's also some zombies in the mix. This is getting interesting. I rolled a 3. 1, 2, 3 sends a lightning bolt to shock zombie 1. Let me roll some damage for that. Juiced and not dead, shock zombie 1. Definitely taking some serious damage. These lightning bolts are no joke. Okay, pillar 2. now also needs to zap some lightning because it was damaged by Four's bolt. And I rolled a four. One, two, three. Sending it into pillar five.
Oh, man.
Pillar five. I rolled a one. Straight up into pillar one and Kal-El.
Ugh.
Kal-El needs a reflex save.
Come on, Kal-El.
I don't like this.
I don't either. I'm afraid what's going to happen.
It's so randomized. Completely randomized.
It's a completely random chain reaction.
Fortitude save?
A reflex save.
Reflex save.
To save against lightning bolt.
I'm so nervous.
Kal-El gets crit successes on successes for four, reflex saves, right?
I don't know.
13 and plus 18.
That's a pass.
Oh, yes. Gosh. Okay. I feel like Scott getting a tattoo right now.
38 damage to Kal-El on a pass.
Whoa. Oh, and you're positive he doesn't have like the crit
success? He might have that ability. We're checking now.
Okay. Because this is like life or death.
I don't think that the cat looking for you right now. And he does not have that special ability.
Oh, so he takes how much damage?
He takes 38 damage, which is half. Here's the bad thing. Pillar 1 explodes because it has taken so much damage now that it is destroyed. And that's a 20-foot emanation, which hits every zombie except number 5, pillars 2, 3, and 5, and all the players except...
Oh, no.
Kairos and Darnay.
Who's on the other side of the dome? Kairos, you're going to kill everybody.
You guys get reflex saves. So I need a reflex save from Varg, Luton, and Kal-El.
Oh, no.
Kal-El gets 32.
32 is a pass.
I'm going to use a hero point. So I rolled a 23.
23 would be a fail.
Luton gets 31.
That is a pass.
Even worse. 19.
19.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's just a fail. It's not a crit fail. Luton and Kal-El take 13 damage. Varg takes 26 damage.
Kal-El's dead.
Unconscious and dying.
Unconscious and dying. Not dead, but that's horrible. Animal companions go down the dying track the same way that players do. So he's dying one.
23 damage, you said?
26 damage.
26. Okay, thank you.
That's pretty good for as much damage as he's been doing. Still scary.
The lightning aura is less intense than the lightning bolts.
Luton has 14 hit points.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, that sucks because I got to resolve Pillar 3's lightning bolt.
Yep.
Which you're next to.
And flying
over the water. Do not roll a 2.
If I roll a 2...
Luton's dead.
Well, Luton can breathe underwater.
Oh. I was just hoping.
Wow.
Let's just let everybody breathe a quick sigh of relief there.
And as a reminder, Luton is hovering over the water right now.
Yeah, she is hovering off the railing.
She cannot hover if she is unconscious.
Correct.
What's going on over there, Duval?
He went into a shell.
Duval has turned into a turtle.
This is so bad.
You know what? Duval, why don't you roll a D8?
It's just like Cold Case Files. It's just like Cold Case Files.
He's making you roll the D8.
Yeah, roll the D8. Let's see what happens. Don't roll a two.
What's a D8? I'm freaking stressed out. It's a 6.
A 6. So the lightning bolt goes all the way across the line of the other pillars, hitting 5, 7, 9, and 10.
Well, 9's gone.
So hitting 5, 7, and 10. Haven't even resolved. Keep in mind, this is just from Pillar 4's added lightning damage. These chain reactions are insane.
It's all happening so fast.
This is all just this massive amount of discharge of energy. Okay, where did I leave off? Pillar 2. Still got to resolve a lightning strike from Pillar 2. I rolled a 3, which sends it into Pillar 3. 1, 2, 3. That's the same pillar that Luton is next to. I'm rolling this again for Luton. What's happening? I'm nuking our podcast. I rolled a 1, which sends a lightning bolt into the shock zombie, shock zombie 2.
Happy 100th, everybody.
Man.
Oh my gosh.
Shock zombie 2, while comfortable with lightning, is ripped apart by the energy discharge.
Yes.
And dies.
Yeah, okay. Clear him out. Okay. Now they only heal 8.
Pillar 3's got 8 hit points left.
Oh, man.
So we're having a good time. What other lightning blasts do we need to resolve? That was it. Okay, now let's resolve Lightning Pillar 6 was hit by the original aura explosion. Oh, sorry. Lightning Pillar 5 has a discharge because it was hit by the new aura explosion. I rolled a 3. Lightning Bolt shoots off into Alkenstar, kills Phoebe Dunsmith.
No!
Blimey!
How unlucky.
Blimey.
Crikey! Shum full of fave. Yep, the new good. Lightning. Oh, no. Oh, no. Number six, I rolled a 2, which shoots a lightning bolt up the line.
Oh, my goodness.
4 and 2. One's been destroyed, but pillars 4 and 2 also get destroyed. That's the second time they've been hit by lightning bolts. And Shock Zombie 6 gets hit by this. Shock Zombie 6 is also ripped apart by the discharge of electricity and dies.
Okay.
Wow.
Pillar 2, another lightning bolt. It still has hit points. And Pillar 4, another lightning bolt. It still has... No, I'm sorry. Pillar 4 explodes because it was hit by Kairos' arrow.
I am so nervous. I'm so excited.
It's so hard to keep track of all of this.
I don't even know how to feel.
Pillar 2 dead shoots inside. Off a lightning bolt at the number 4 position right into Pillar 5. Which explodes.
Oh, man.
There's nothing, no players around that discharge. Oh, no, just one Shock Zombie. Shock Zombie 4. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Varg. Roll a reflex save.
Oh, come on, Varg.
Yeah. Varg, roll a reflex save. You're near Pillar 5. Enough near Pillar 5. It's a 20-foot radius.
28 total.
You pass.
Oh, gosh.
Which, that's a 4d12. 14 damage would be half. 28 total.
Okay.
But Shock Zombie 4 also gets hit by that and is now juiced, taking 14 damage. It was not enough to kill that zombie. I was really worried that this was going to happen because... Because
Duval's playing.
Of all the... No, it's just a lot of... So 5 is gone, 1 is gone, and 4 is also gone. So 4 explodes because it was hit by... Only hits Shock Zombie 4. 18 more damage to Shock Zombie 4. We're getting to the end of all of this insanity.
This is madness.
That hits Pillar 6 and Pillar 7, so they each need to discharge lightning. Pillar 6, I rolled a 6, which shoots that into Pillar 8. Pillar 8, I rolled an 8, which goes off into nowhere. Pillar 7, I rolled a 3, shoots off into the water and does nothing. I have now only 2 lightning bolts left to resolve. An original, which started... from the chain reaction of Pillar 9. Whew. Sorry, Thunder Buddies, you're just going to have to trust me intense. At this point. So Pillar 8, shooting a lightning bolt. If I roll a 2 again, it sends it up the line, and all of those on that half explode.
Whoa. Don't be a 2.
I rolled a 1, shooting it straight up, just whoa. Barely.
Misses like Kairos.
The hair on Darnayru's
okay.
head stands up. And
Yeah,
misses Kairos as well. And then the last lightning bolt from Pillar 10, I rolled a 7, shooting off into a random direction, off into the city. But we have some dead pillars here, right? Pillar 5 is gone, Pillar 2 is gone, and Pillar 1 is gone.
Didn't 4 explode?
Wow. Oh, and 4, yes. No, Pillar 2 didn't explode.
Kairos, that was some AOE.
My bad.
Man. God.
I mean,
my bad.
You definitely got the record for the most damage done.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
We should write Kairos up there and just lightning.
Yeah. Just with an asterisk.
Yeah.
Kairos, question mark?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a questionable decision.
Yeah, it was fast and loose.
Baby. No, it was very exciting. So that is how that ended. I think you still have an action.
I think I have 2. I only shot 1 arrow.
Yeah, you're right.
He just shot 1 arrow.
2 wow. actions left.
Kal-El is living?
Kal-El's unconscious and dying 1.
But that's living.
Yeah, he's alive.
So I want to heal him.
Okay. 2 action casting a heal.
Yep.
From on top of a dome.
Yeah.
All this insanity and havoc just spilling out
death
of him.
Death and destruction. Yeah. And then healing.
People on the shore are like, what's going on at the Hydroforge?
And that's going to be 5d8 plus 4d.
Oh, you're doing
a
level 5 heal.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a big one.
How much health does he have?
That's called a guilt heal.
He has 85 hit points.
Guilt heal.
That's exactly what it is. My bad, homie. Hey,
I got you.
My bad. Hey,
you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Oh, wow. I'm good at this.
Shum Follow 5 bringing the drama on episode 100.
We always bring the drama.
12 plus 15 is 27. plus 5 is 32.
And 40?
And 40.
72 healing.
Hey.
Nice.
Thank you.
So Kal-El is now conscious. He's wounded one and he is prone. So he will need to stand up on his turn.
And that is me. Oh my god.
What a turn, Kairos.
Wow.
My bad.
Woo!
It is Dark Knight.
You did take out some zombies.
That was intense.
Yeah, when you were up, I mean, yeah, you cleared the zombie.
You cleared the board.
Let me. Can I just say, Duval?
Yeah,
that turn was shocking.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, he plays the hi-hat for himself.
That's right. You got that joke.
This is how you lose privileges.
All right, Darnayru is going to attempt to tumble behind.
Oh, regular turn.
A regular turn. Yeah,
How do you follow that up?
I'm not poking any of this electricity. Oh my gosh!
That was wild,
insane.
I rolled a 32.
That's a success.
All right, so I am now behind this zombie, and I will swing with my flisser.
You don't want to go bite one of those spicy noodles?
No. All
right. The forbidden noodle.
What's 18 plus 15? 33.
What's happening?
I'm waiting to hear the results of that.
33 is a success.
It's not a crit success when he's off guard?
That was your roll to hit?
That was my roll to hit.
Super not paying attention. I was trying to delete all the characters that died in that last round. That's a crit success.
Sweet. Okay. So 2d6 plus 6 times 2 plus 2d6
Kill this thing.
Times 2. I gotta roll these separately. So
when he does his damage, all I hear is 2D.
We're not supposed to be scatological.
Easy.
Can you remember 26?
26!
Yeah, got it.
And then another 16.
All right, 42 damage.
And then I will roll...
42 slashing damage.
42 slashing, yep.
Okay, so 47 damage.
And if he is still standing...
He is.
Kill him.
I should have done my other thing. I'm just going to do now a regular hit, which isn't a precision hit. 24 to hit.
24 is a hit?
Oh, it is. Okay.
Absolutely.
His back hurts.
These things have AC 21. Spoilers. Which, that's the first crit against them, even though they have AC 21.
Hey.
And I had a not
crit against the coils, though.
Well done.
Okay, 2d6 plus 6.
Insane.
11. Yeah, 11 slashing damage.
Alrighty. Still on its feet as it takes 16 slashing damage. And it is zombie number 4's turn. The juice is loose with zombie number 4.
Oh, sorry, and he's also enfeebled one.
I will just not uncheck that.
Are there only 2 shock zombies left?
3.
There's 3. All right. Going to attack Varg, which the zombie is now standing next to. Nope, a 21 to hit Varg. Second attack, natural 5.
Hey.
Miss with my 2 juiced attacks. I have a 3rd attack.
Because you're juiced?
Yes. The slowed condition is gone. Natural 11.
Yeah. Oh,
I missed my 3rd strike with zombie number 4, which gets 10 hit points back.
10?
No, I'm sorry. There's only 3 zombies. It gets 6 hit points back. And it is zombie 5's turn, which is next to Darnayru. It is enfeebled 1. Despite being enfeebled, I roll to hit at a 31.
That's
against
a hit.
Darnayru.
Golly.
All right. Has not been juiced. Was out of the electricity storm. Still does 16 damage to Darnayru with its first strike. Second strike comes in, and that's a hit. 30 to hit.
Yep.
And 13 damage to Darnayru.
13.
Gains 6 hit points.
And I'm going to roll the
and
persistent
roll your
vitality.
Persistent vitality, yes.
Which was from a crit, so it's doubled.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, it says
underneath
it times
2. Okay.
I rolled a 4, so 8 persistent vitality.
13 persistent vitality.
And then your flat check.
Yes. 6. Still impacted with the vitality poison, question mark? Bringing us to the end of round 4.
Wow.
Holy smokes, it's the top of round 5. I've only got 6 pillars left, so we'll roll 2d6 to see what happens. Kind of doesn't matter. There's no monsters between pillars, and no arc happens. You see lightning powering up in the first pillar next to zombie number 4, and then it dissipates and does not zap outward.
Ooh.
Luton, it is your turn.
Luton would like to use her 20-foot fly speed to move back behind Kal-El.
Okay.
So here.
Landing on his ear.
I'm glad I didn't kill you.
And then I'd like to use battle medicine on myself.
Okay. Roll a nature check.
The one action.
For treat wounds.
Yeah, treat wounds.
Mm-hmm. And you roll a nature check for that.
Can I aid?
No.
Can't aid in battle.
Can't aid battle medicine. Unless you prepare an action to do it, and you would need to be adjacent to her.
27.
That's a critical success.
Nice.
The DC is only 15 on battle medicine.
So it's 2d8 on myself.
2d8, and you are immune to battle medicine for 24 hours.
Okay.
I'm totally going to remember that when it matters.
Only 6.
2d8 healing.
Well, she got a crit success. Doesn't that move to 4d8? On a treat wounds.
It does move it to 4d8. Just roll those again. You have to roll these. That's a weird... In battle medicine or medicine checks like that, treat wounds checks are the only ones
total
that roll 4d8 as individual dice. 16 total. Okay, so 16 healing to Luton.
And then I'd like to do, since I'm touching Kal-El, heal companion.
The one action variety?
One action to get him conscious.
That should... He's already conscious.
He's got a lot of hit points right now.
He just
I thought he said he was on...
He was, but he got 72. Yeah, he's prone.
How do I get him up?
He has to stand up. He can do it as his bonus action.
Come here, boy.
Or you can command him. You still have one action left. You can command him to stand up and attack.
Yes.
If that's what you want to do.
I do.
He should have 72 hit points, by the way.
He does, but okay. I thought he was unconscious. I don't know why. But you said prone. So I command him to stand up, and I would like him to use claw was it slashing?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Zombie one
is catching in range. Catching the claw. Ooh, only 19.
That is a miss.
Okay.
That was his first map number, plus 16 or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Bummer.
Oh, you rolled a 3. Ouchie.
I rolled a 3.
It's that zombie's turn, which is going to strike at Kal-El, and it is juiced.
This is an impossible scenario.
21 to hit.
That's a miss.
And 29 to hit.
That's a hit.
20 damage. 18 plus 2 lightning on the second strike, the first one that hits. But I get a third strike because juiced. And that's a miss. So miss, hit, miss. 20 more damage to Kal-El. That brings us to Varg, and I get 6 hit points.
Okay, Varg is going to try to finish off this shock zombie closest to him.
Alrighty.
We're going to do a regular strike first. 19 on the die, 37 to hit.
That's a crit.
Yes, wow. It is.
I don't think you're going to get a second strike.
66 damage.
Whoa.
You lop this thing's head clean off.
Yes, I do.
Fantastic.
And it dies. That was shock zombie 4.
And then for my last action, I'm going to get on the other side of this zombie so I can flank him. Yeah.
So a 15-foot move puts you flanking with Kal-El.
One more strike.
Alrighty.
I should have said next action, not last action.
It's okay. I knew what you meant.
Thank you.
I was completely lost.
Maybe 25 to hit?
That is a hit.
Sweet. 39 damage.
Yeah, that is a kill.
Yeah!
Two kills. Wow. Kill, move, kill.
I like it.
Excellent work,
Varg.
That's what we
like to see.
All right, there's one zombie left on the stage. It is Kairos' turn. Kill the rest of your friends?
I'm done with that. Yeah, it's been fun.
It was fun.
He didn't kill any friends.
Yeah, I just tried to.
just using them pillars of power.
He gets by killing his friends.
Not me trying to name the episode in the middle of the episode. Pillars of power? That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
We're going to go with Let Your Soul Cold Baby. Spell strike.
You need to concentrate first.
I concentrate.
No, hold on.
I don't think that's true. I think he concentrated and didn't spell strike.
I casted a spell to heal.
That's right. You can concentrate or go into Arcane Cascade now because you did cast a spell, but you did not. I don't think you've concentrated since your last spell strike. That's what I'm trying to remember.
That is true.
It was last week.
Right.
You need to take the concentrate action in order to regenerate your spell strike.
Okay.
You can do that by just concentrating or going into Arcane Cascade.
Arcane Cascade.
Very good.
And then I'm rolling.
Magus. You got to keep track.
I don't have any hero points. I wanted to kill this thing.
You should have at least one.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
I want to use that hero point.
Oh, what'd you roll?
A 19 total.
Oh, okay.
So this takes me back to the first spell strike, not the second.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a reroll of that failed roll. Okay. That's right.
31.
That's a crit.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. We're in Hero Kairos territory.
Ah, how the turntables.
Don't quote The Office in front of Jordan. Look what it does to him.
2d8 plus 2. Man,
I can hear
that's
his
awesome.
Smile.
That is 12.
Oh, man.
And then
Cook.
Ray of Frost. No, 64.
64 damage?
6d4. No. Oh, yeah. Oh.
I did the thing.
Okay.
32
damage.
Right? Yeah, that's 32.
Everything? Yeah.
15 to 17 is 32.
Please describe your kill.
Yeah!
I got the whole sentence out before you guys could cheer over me.
So the arrow goes forward and has like this trail of snow and ice behind it. It Ooh. Goes right into the space where there's a thunderbolt, knocks the thunderbolt out, mummifies the zombie in ice, and he shatters into pieces at Darnayru's feet.
Oh, wow.
Sweet.
Wow. Exciting.
It's very cold.
He starts pawing at the ice cubes.
Yeah, I'm smacking one of them around
and knocking them underneath the refrigerator.
Wow. Yeah.
Well,
that's what they do.
We need to play some.
Oh my god!
You did it, Shum Follow 5.
That was a mess.
That was a little
chaotic.
Everybody gets a hero point.
Yay!
100. Outstanding.
100.
Oh, episode man. 100 hero points brought to you by the Thunder Buddies. Yeah.
Thunder Buddies.
Tell a friend. Subscribe.
Also, I'm sorry, Thunder Buddies. I tried to get them.
Yeah. Well, Duval tried to get us.
Duval did try.
I tried to take care of the coils, which was pretty awesome. Now that we saw
it. Here's my awesome. Question: How much of Alkenstar is out of power now?
Yeah, only half of it. Only half of these are done.
If you look out across the skyline, you do see brownouts starting. As legitimately, power is shut down and shutting down to the city.
A brownout is what it felt like watching this happen. Like, I was going to poop my pants.
I've never seen you like that before.
It was stressful.
Your head was in your hands. You were like hiding from everybody.
I was like, I'll kill everybody.
When she said, Kal-El dies, I was like, you know who else is going to die tonight?
It's over.
Duval Gibson, dig your grave. Oh, there's a good episode title.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
now
you did it. You guys are banged up. Luton's at 30 HP. Kal-El's down to 52, even though he got healed. Varg's at 46. Darnayru's at 52. And who's sitting there at 98 out of 98 hit points?
Gee, I wonder. Mr. King of the Dome.
You guys can't climb?
What's going on? Getting up there was a genius move.
Yeah.
It sure was.
You know, when we talked about that, I thought you were going to cast it on me. Doing the sign language to me, I was like, he's going to cast it on me.
No. Oh, cool. I like it.
And then you got up there. It's like, sweet. Yeah. Right, I know what I'm doing.
Amazing. Well.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do we notice if all of these zombies were like wearing uniforms from the place, or they look like villagers?
Let's get a perception check. That is a great question.
I want some of that action.
Yeah, everybody roll their own perception check.
I'm all
here.
About that action, boss.
I rolled terrible.
23.
Golly.
18. 17.
Oh.
Come on.
Save us, Luton. Save us.
She's got her calculator out. It's got to be good.
It's not. 23.
23. You do notice that some of the bodies are wearing tin-wound Hydroforge uniforms. Others are dressed like citizens of Alkenstar.
Mm.
This is confirming suspicions.
All of their clothes, of course, have been ripped apart by this necromantic clockwork experimentation that they've been subjected to. Two of the six of them are missing their head entirely.
Ooh.
And were still functioning as zombies without a head.
How does...
One of these bodies missing a head, you flip the body over, and there is a name tag attached to the uniform that says Melody Schmidt, Lead Engineer.
Melody Schmidt.
Melody Schmidt.
Lead Engineer.
Lead Engineer. And underneath her uniform, you realize that there is a special suit that she's wearing, or was wearing, when she was wearing.
Oh, too soon.
She's
man.
Dead. Too I know, soon. Too soon.
Jeez.
It is a piece of gear known as an electric eel skin.
Ooh.
And what does that do?
An electric eel skin is a shining, slippery eel skin that covers the plates of a +1 greater slick leather armor.
Whoa.
+1 resilient greater slick leather armor. The armor gives you the ability to breathe underwater.
Whoa.
And grants you a +2 bonus to athletics checks to swim and stealth checks attempted in the water.
Wow.
In addition, this level 10 item has a 2-action activation that can be done once per hour. And the effect is You cast a second rank version of the Thunderstrike spell.
Oh my gosh.
With a DC of 29.
Whoa.
Wow.
Thunderstrike, Gil, I'm glad you asked, deals 1d12 electricity damage and 1d4 sonic damage per level. So that would be 2d12 and 2d4 as a two-action cast once per hour, electric discharge from the eel skin. And this is leather armor.
Yeah.
Which means that I think there's four of you at the table here who wear leather armor.
Right.
Wow.
So this is not something we should sell. Just suggesting
it is
that.
Worth 950 gold pieces.
Whoa. Almost 1,000 gold. The reason is the plus one resilient greater slick. Those are really expensive runes.
Greater slick gets you plus two bonus to acrobatics checks to escape and squeeze, in addition to the other bonuses listed.
What's the defense bonus on that armor?
That's a good question. It's leather armor plus one. So it would be,
it's a plus one to AC bonus, and the dex cap is plus four.
That's right. So instead of having an AC bonus of plus one, this armor has an AC bonus of plus two. Resilient gives you a plus one to all your saves.
That's the cool part, or one of the cool parts. This is legit.
Breathing underwater might come in handy later, too.
And the Thunderstrike.
And the Thunderstrike. Don't forget
pretty
that.
Fun.
After we use it, then okay.
Well, there you go. So who wants that?
If all of us can wear it, should we do a roll off
yeah,
for it?
Roll
or is there
off.
Someone who would
no,
make it?
No, because I can already breathe underwater.
And it would be a degradation to your armor
yeah,
class.
So,
okay, she's already
out.
Getting plus three.
Yeah.
Varg can't fit it.
Varg's wearing chainmail.
Well, it's magical, so any of us can wear it.
That doesn't matter.
I think it should be one of you two.
Yeah. Because your chain armor is giving you a better...
Plus four.
Well,
it's medium armor.
Dexy.
Yeah.
You want to
let's roll off
D20 roll off.
Yeah, we do. Doesn't right, screw so up his armor, does it? Because his special armor.
What special armor?
Isn't it making him run slower? Your sash thing, isn't that a metal?
That's a baldric, and it's a sash. It's
oh,
not
cool.
Armor.
So it doesn't mess up his armor. Cool.
Yeah, don't worry about me.
It's like a tabard. Like a tabard. You remember tabards in World of Warcraft?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's what a baldric is.
The Alliance ones were so much better than the Horde ones.
False. All day. All
right. Guy. I'm just rolling, not thinking about it. Natty 20.
Oh no. Well, hold on.
Did you roll a 90-20?
I got a 12.
Oh.
Congratulations.
You can help him put it on.
Look at that. I'm not crazy, right? That's a 90-20 on my dragon die. Thank you, Jason, my
Thank
brother.
Thank you, Jason. You're the best.
I don't know.
Out of all the Greg brothers, you're one of them.
You're one of them, yeah. Dang. Okay. I'm sweating over here. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm sweating, but not because of this.
He's still sweating from
that
almost
was
killing Cal.
That stressful.
Well... You guys are banged up a little bit.
I mean...
What do you want to do?
Well, this is just the first part of this, right?
There is a hatch in the ceiling.
We
a 10-foot
go
hatch
there?
In the ceiling.
Where's the hatch?
Is that where the spaghetti...
It's right where Darnayru is standing.
Oh.
He's standing on the hatch.
That's not smart.
That's
So should we...
We could probably
do some... Healing. We
yeah.
should do
some
healing.
Treat wounds.
Yeah.
At I'm least. Down almost 100 points.
Well, why don't you hit me with some heal music?
Heal
okay.
music.
Oops, Episode 100 heal music. Here it comes. And we're back. We had some really good treat wounds rolls. Three critical successes on master level treat wounds. One
That's
level
lot,
four spell
yeah.
burnt, one level two spell burnt. Everybody's back to full. Except Varg, who's still missing 7 HP. Because it requires like a truckload of healing to get Varg to get any hit points back.
It's a lot of Gatorade. Point. It's
a lot of protein.
146 hit points.
Yeah.
Unraged.
Man.
145.
Almost. Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Gave him one too many. At level 9.
Yeah.
Gosh, I love Pathfinder 2nd Edition.
Yes.
Well, here you are on the roof of the Tin Wound Hydro Forge. There is a hatch in the ceiling, or in the roof. There's a hole in the hatch where 10 cables are coming out, connecting to all 10 of the pillars, of which 4 of them have been exploded. There's still lightning crackling amongst all of them and arcing between them. What would you like to do?
We need to be careful about going through these pillars. So there's a hatch, and it looks like there's a stairway down.
There is a stairway down in the northeast corner.
So that means there's 2 access points from the roof, and there's 2 access points back down on the ground. Do you guys think we should go in from the roof?
No one will expect it.
Are we going to rappel down, Mission Impossible style?
Yes.
Should we at least open the hatch and see what's down there?
Yeah, can we open it and look?
You go to open it and you realize that it is locked.
Oh,
should I pick it?
Pick it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wilson.
All right, going to thievery this thing.
Wilson, pick it. Goodbye.
I didn't roll well. 24.
A 24 is not a success. And the lock remains firmly.
Don't we have some dynamite?
Unpicked.
We have some pyronite.
I don't want to blow up pillar six. I'm a little nervous about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Never mind. Never mind. Down the stairs, I guess.
You want to go down the northeast stairs?
Bart could try to break the lock.
With what? Crafting?
His
muscles and his axe.
Go for it.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, we could
let me step out of the way first.
Let me try it, Whiskers.
Yeah, it was unsuccessful. Maybe brute force will work.
30.
30 to hit?
Yeah.
What I actually need is an athletics check.
Yeah. 25.
Oh, 25. You bring Kinflenser down with all of your impressive might. And it rebounds off of this very finely crafted lock.
Oh.
And does no damage.
I guess down the stairs.
It's right? Made out of vibranium. I had no chance.
Darnay, roll a crafting check.
Rolling a crafting check. 27.
27. You identify that this is a good lock, as in good quality. The lock quality goes from poor to simple to average to good and then to superior. So this is almost a perfect lock.
Oh, man.
And what your impressive thievery would tell you is that a good lock requires 5 successful picks in a row.
Whoa!
Yeah, it keeps going
each tumbler basically needs to be picked.
I think we should go down the stairs.
Yeah, what are these stairs to the south?
Yeah.
That's the northeast.
It is the northeast, and those are stairs that go down.
What compass are you looking at?
Yeah.
The one on the map.
I don't see it.
Is there a compass?
Lower right corner.
Oh, there it is.
It's in the northeast corner of the map.
I
zoomed in.
So we'd rather go in through the roof than go down in the front doors. I think it's probably sneakier and smarter.
Yeah. All right. Alrighty. So we move down.
I bet that hatch leads right to Parsis.
We didn't see any keys on Miss Melody, did we, as the lead engineer?
Yeah.
We, fully looted her? Okay.
They all disintegrated in the lightning storm.
When Benjamin Franklin was flying his kite, he used keys, didn't he?
Yeah.
I believe so.
And they survived. I was there.
We'd never heard the name Melody Schmidt before, had we?
I don't think so.
I don't have that name, but engineer.
I felt like it sounded familiar, but I don't have the name written down. I only have Emlet written down.
Yeah, I have Emlet.
But that was a body. It's not Emlet, unless Emlet was killed twice.
Well, if there's a necromancer that raised you, you could be killed twice.
That's true.
But it's not the same.
Yeah.
But do they keep lead engineers here? I mean, they must. You need engineers for Hydroforge, so.
You guys descend into the darkness of the tin-wound Hydroforge coming out in the stairwell, which is a viewing platform. This area serves as a secondary viewing platform for observing the turbines, as well as an open space for workers to gather. The stairs in the northeast corner lead up 20 feet to the roof. And you can see, just to the west of you, 8 turbines in the water, which is where the water is sort of falling through this cistern and down through the turbines, and that is what generates the power. Now, across this gap, which is 45 feet across where the turbines are, you see a walking platform and some stairs that lead downward. But that's across the cistern. Right in front of you, there is a locked door leading into a room. There is also a little bridge, a 10-foot bridge, going across where the water is entering from the river. So we have water flowing from the south to the north, and you can walk across a bridge before it gets to the turbine area. And that's the primary viewing platform that you can see from here.
And it looks like pretty intense water flow.
So the water noise would be very loud, very rushing and stuff in here because you are on a viewing platform that overlooks the tops of these turbines. So you can, all of these turbines have little whirlpools over the top of them. They're sucking water down and into the Hydroforge. Yeah, again, across the viewing platform, you see stairs going down. And then there is another primary viewing platform across from you. You can partially see beyond that another room beyond the primary viewing platform, which is 60 feet away from you, across the water mechanism. It is dark in here.
So Kairos can see just fine.
Kairos can see just fine. Everybody else has got some level of vision enhancement here.
Do we notice any other beings in here?
Not here, no. Hmm. There is also a door at the end of a 20-foot hallway. Sorry, there's like a locked door right in front of you, and then a hallway that goes south, and that leads to the outside, because you assume. And you guys have actually been out there. I'll reveal that.
Do I detect any magic behind the locked door?
Ooh, that's a great question. No, you do not detect any magic within 30 feet of your current location.
Okay.
You guys want to check this room, see if I can break the lock, or pick the lock?
Yes.
All right, Darnay Rue will move up an attempt to pick the lock. I rolled a 30 total.
Ooh.
Hopefully it's not like a mega lock.
30 total, that is a critical success. This lock, this door was only locked with a very simple latch.
So I like overkill unlocked it?
Yeah, you did, because it would normally require two DC 15 checks, but you critically succeeded, cool. So you did it. You blew that lock away.
Sweet.
Nice job.
That lock now refers to you as Mr. Darnayru. Oh.
That's Mr. Darnayru to you.
Yeah, put some respect on my name.
Do I hear anything on the other side? I mean, it's really loud, so I probably can't hear anything.
That's a great question, and you've unlocked the door, and I'll show you what you hear.
This is great.
As the entire room is completely filled with a massive horde of zombies.
Shut the door.
What is going on? So many that you can't even count. Roll for initiative.
No.
No.
Stop it.
Run away.
Shut the door. Put the lock back on.
Throw in a stick of pyronite. Just blow them all to kingdom come.
Cast fireball.
That's actually a fantastic idea. Remember, y'all get +1. You're going to love my initiative roll.
I do not like this.
Good grief.
How many people were they kidnapping?
A lot.
I'm so excited I forgot to like even add this and start this encounter. Okay, Luton, what'd you get for initiative?
33.
Darnayru.
I got a 39.
What?
Yeah, I rolled a natty 19.
Oh my gosh.
Yas.
Kairos.
Natty 20, 35.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh my gosh. And Varg.
21.
What? Yeah. Oh no, Varg's gonna be left there.
Wow. Well, those initiative values are incredible. The combat will begin against a horde of shambling zombies. So many you can't count. That literally takes up the entire room, and this room is 4 squares wide by 3 squares tall. And there are so many zombies packed in here that the graphic looks like they're spilling out.
Gross.
On the map, which is going to be an absolute pleasure to move around. So, Darnayru,
yeah.
What would you like to do with your first action?
Shut the door.
Shut the door.
My very first action is shut the door.
You shut the door.
Is there any way for me to lock this door? Like,
what? Yes. I will say that you can lock the door. It will take an interact action to engage the existing lock.
Can I be, since I'm so good at like lock picking, can I use thievery to enhance that lock at all?
Yeah. Roll okay. A thievery check.
Unpick the lock.
Can I unpick?
Yeah, you're picking in reverse.
What was I rolling?
Thievery.
Okay, so at 16 plus 19, so 35.
You are confident that the door is locked.
Yes. So that's my second action?
Yes.
My third action is to run away from this door.
Open it again.
Yeah, and re-pick the lock. I'm going to run. Oh, I'm nervous to run north, but I'm going to do it. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I'm going to move 30 feet right here.
All right, that puts you in another room. I'll read some real quick. Coley K off the viewing platform, where rushing water surrounds this viewing platform on 3 sides. To the east and west, stone pipes pull river water from the outside into 2 10-foot-wide channels. The water rushes north through each channel, passing through a row of churning machines and cascades over the edge of the waterfall. A circular table stands in the center of the viewing platform, and 2 steel bridges span the water channels and connect to other areas of the complex. There is very swiftly flowing water below you. Very dangerous looking, swiftly flowing water beneath you.
Class 5 rapids. I don't like that.
Class 5 rapids with horrifying turbine death.
Yes.
Yes.
You wouldn't want to kayak through there.
Probably not.
What a lovely room of death.
That is the end of your turn. It is Kairos' turn.
Do we know how strong this door is?
You would need to roll a crafting check.
I'm not going to do that.
Or an engineering check.
So here's what we're going to do. This might seem like a waste, but this is where I am right now. I haven't taken my meds. So I'm going to cast Wall of Flesh in front of this door from where I'm standing north of me. So I'm crafting a 20-foot wall of living flesh in a straight line up to 30 feet long. The wall is 3 feet thick, and each 5-foot-long section has AC 10 and 75 hit points.
Oh.
I want the wall to be similar length and height. Must create the wall in an unbroken, open space so its edges don't pass any creatures, objects, so on and so forth. The wall can't be repaired, but can be healed by vitality and healing spells and abilities. And this wall is going to be a wall of arms. The wall is a mass of grasping arms. Any creature that ends its turn within 5 feet of the wall must attempt a reflex save.
Okay, and what happens if they fail their reflex save?
You die. No, success, the creature is unaffected. failure, the creature is grabbed by the wall for one round or until it escapes against my spell DC, whichever comes first. Critical failure, the creature is restrained by the wall for up to one round or until it escapes against your spell DC, whichever comes first.
Okay. Interesting. We're going to have to deal with that, I think. That was two actions.
Lullabies.
And then, boom. And then I'm running near Dainairu, a full 25.
So a wall of flesh is now blocking the door. How many hit points does it have? First square?
75.
Okay.
Sweet.
That's disgusting.
But it's cool.
Level cool. 5 spell?
They have to get through the it's door.
It's a level
and
5 spell.
All right.
Wall of flesh.
And how many actions was that?
That was 2, and I ran,
and
so
you ran
3.
Three actions?
My turn is over.
It is Luton's turn.
I'm going to swift mount Kal-El, and we're both going to run across to here in the same room as Dainairu, across the bridge.
Okay, go ahead. Position. Kal-El's got plenty of movement to make it across that. Alrighty.
And then I think that was 2 actions.
That was 1 action.
One action. I'm going
with all his movement
to
speed.
Cast Protect Companion.
Okay. On Kal-El.
On Kal-El. So he gets a +1 to his AC until the start of my next turn.
Okay.
And then can I prepare to aid?
Yes.
Who's after me?
Next Varg? Is Varg.
Okay. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know how to prepare to...
An ally is about to use an action that requires a skill check or an attack roll.
Yeah.
You try to help your ally with a task. To use this reaction, you must first prepare to help, usually by using an action during your turn. You must explain to the GM exactly how you're trying to help, and then they determine whether or not you can aid your ally.
Oh.
All right. So I would need to know, what are you trying to help him do?
Like attack or... If Varg rolls a skill check, I'd like to aid.
Okay.
The check.
That works for me. And that will be a reaction.
Okay.
All right. That does bring us to Varg.
Varg is going to use a free action to take a bite out of the wall of flesh.
Oh my gosh.
And then step up behind Kairos to bring up his six and make sure his clan gets out of there safely.
So Varg and Kairos are now on the 10-foot long, 5-foot wide steel gangway between the two viewing platforms. Okay.
For my next action, I'm going to do a knowledge check on the zombies that I saw.
From my next trick.
That Varg saw.
You're doing a skill check. I need you to roll a religion check.
I would like to aid.
I'd like to aid.
Oh, very good. Okay. Not you, Kairos.
Sassy mouth.
Go to bed.
Not you.
21.
21. And Luton's aid. A religion check.
Religion, okay. Mm-hmm. 20.
20 is a successful aid.
Oh, great.
So that's a 22 total, but it's not enough to tell you what's going on with this horde of zombies. You know that it is a horde of zombies. That's about it.
That's what I figured they were.
Yeah. Is it a horde, though?
You do still have an action left.
My last action, I'm going to overdrive Kinflinzer, attempt to overdrive Kinflinzer.
A crafting check, please, sir.
Natty one.
Oh, God.
For real?
Wow. What happens when you critically fail overdrive?
When I critically
Kinflinzer
fail...
Kinflinzer dies.
No.
It falls in the water?
Oh, that would be bad.
Critical failure. Whoops. Something explodes. You take fire damage equal to your level, and you can't use overdrive again for 1 minute.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
Jeez.
It's like a natural one or a crit success. Those are like his two options
with his
skills.
And thus ends Varg's turn.
Outstanding turn, Varg.
Facetious on an all-time high.
That was epic, dude.
100! Yeah! Wow. Well, it's the shambling horde's turn.
Yeah, it is.
And you hear the door get blasted off of its hinges on the other side of the wall of flesh. But there is a wall of flesh in place.
Good job.
And if I remember correctly what you just said, it actually will grab onto the creature that it is next to. And I have to roll a save?
Yes, okay, reflex save.
Reflex save. Let's see how reflexive my horde of zombies is. Not at all. How's a 19 pop ya?
Is it against my reflex?
Your spell DC.
My spell DC.
It's DC 26.
I think it's a DC 26.
Oh, okay. Well, then I fail.
Yeah. Get grabbed.
That stinks, because you maybe grab onto 3 or 4 zombies trying to break their way through the door, but you immobilize the entire horde of zombies.
That was the plan.
Because they do function as one creature.
That was the plan.
For 1 round until it escapes against your spell DC again, whichever comes first. So I will spend... I don't have any more actions. It took the maximum number of actions I have to break through the door. And you have scent, Dainairu?
I do have scent.
Would you roll a perception check for me?
Can I?
I'd love to. Can you put your nose inside my nose?
No, gross.
You know what, Duval? You can pick your friends.
But you can't pick your nose?
You can pick your nose, but you can't smell with your friend's nose.
I only roll a 23.
I don't think that's 23. How that goes.
Something's off. You look over at Kal-El. He's sniffing the air rather suspiciously.
Yeah.
And while this is happening, you also hear a very disturbing noise coming from the room immediately to your south. So there is a closed door immediately to the south.
Let's not open that one.
You sure you don't want to look just a peek?
No.
Just a peek?
You don't want to just a...
No.
Just a quick little...
I know what's in there.
You know what's in there?
Yeah.
What's in there?
More zombies.
More zombies? That would be crazy to put more zombies in a little room like that.
There's 100% more zombies.
Yeah.
They can still blow off doors.
We're not opening doors.
And as the door bursts open.
Bursts open?
Yeah. A second horde of zombies appears, thus ending round one.
Oh my gosh.
As two hordes of zombies now have burst their way onto this scene, coming after the Shumfollow 5.
How the heck are we going to do this?
Dynamite. Dynamite.
We're going to have to find out in episode 101.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
101.
We've got Murder Vine.
One.
We've got Fireball.
Fireball.
We've got Pyronite.
Fireball.
Blazing Bolt. No, not Blazing Bolt. Wait, are these? We don't know.
We don't know.
What kind of zombies these are? We don't know if they're shock zombies.
They are not shock zombies.
Okay.
There you go. Spoiler for episode 101.
All right.
There's no electricity around.
Good.
So I shouldn't put up a wall of flesh then. We got to fight them, huh?
No, that worked really well.
You held one group in place.
That was an incredible call.
Mm-hmm. But if we do that again, what are we doing? Just running? You put up a wall of flesh and then we just book it?
You still have a pathway to the north available.
Yeah. I'm afraid to go deeper
into this
place.
And then we go to the east.
You believe heads out to the catwalk on the north.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell because you can't see through the wall. There might be something on the other side of the wall.
There might be another door right there with more freaking zombies.
This is true.
How do we take control of the zombies?
Take control?
How do we mind control them?
Could re-roll a wizard.
Dang.
Oh.
This is stressful.
Well, we'll see you next week, Thunder Buddies.
Oh, we're still recording.
Yeah.
Bye.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.